Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Avi Heller, and together we are studying the Gemara of Megillah. This series is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are doing the second half of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a, in the tractate of Megillah. So we are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines down from the top, and we are citing a number of teachings in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ribal. So on the 12th line, we're three words in. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavot b'mikra Megillah. We're talking about women. Women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah. Now, we might assume that women are not liable to hear the Megillah on Purim. In general, women are exempted from Torah commandments, and this is a rabbinic commandment, but from Torah commandments that are time-bound. And the reading of the Megillah, since it's especially connected to Purim, is a time-bound mitzvah. So perhaps women would be exempted from this mitzvah, but we say they are obligated in this mitzvah. And the reason that's given, it's a famous reason, and it's given here and in a number of other cases, such as drinking the four cups of wine on Pesach. She'af hein hayu be'oto hanes, because they were also in the miracle. Now, there are a number of different interpretations. I'll just mention two. Rashi mentions that what it means that the women were also involved in the miracle is fundamentally passive. In other words, Haman was going to kill men and women, so there's no reason why women shouldn't also read the Megillah, since their lives were saved as well. Tosfot, Rashbam, in the Tosfot, mentions a more active reason. He suggests that the truth is that women were in fact instrumental in the miracle themselves, because Esther was the one who was the representative of God of saving the Jewish people in the story of Purim. And so what it means is that the women caused the miracle. Either one of these is possible, and each one is subject to a number of different criticisms, and there are a few other ways of looking at it. But one way or the other, there is an equality between men and women regarding the hearing of the Megillah. What this might lead us to, and Tosfot also mentions this question, is if men and women are both obligated to hear the Megillah, perhaps women can read the Megillah for men. So Tosfot suggests this possibility, and he rejects it and suggests that in the end, although men can read for men and women, women can only read for other women, based on a number of complicated arguments. This has become a contemporary dispute. There are some liberal Orthodox rabbis that argue that women should be able to read the Megillah for men, but the standard psak and the current practice of most Orthodox congregations is to have men read both for men and women and for women, but there are some congregations in which women do rabbinically sanctioned women's only Megillah readings. There are a number of particular challenges with this, but there are some places where it is done. Okay, we're going to go on. That's all. It's a very brief mention, and that's all it talks about. So we continue with another teaching of Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught something else. Purim shechal lihiyot b'Shabbat. What happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So we're not allowed to read the Megillah, that we know. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Shoalin v'dorshin b'inyano shel yom. Even though we can't read the Megillah, you can have the rabbi give a special drusha and a special class teaching about the holiday and the mitzvot of Purim, since it is on that day. My Irya Purim, why does he have to make a special teaching about Purim? Afilu Yom Tov Nami. This is true of every holiday, and that abbreviation, Yud Tet, is Yom Tov. Every holiday, you're supposed to learn about the holiday on the day of the holiday. Ditanya, as we learn in a Braita. Braita is a rabbinic teaching similar to a Mishnah, but not included in the Mishnah. Moshe tikein lahem li Israel. Moshe decreed for the Jewish people, sheyihiyu shoalin v'dorshin b'inyano shel yom, that on that on the day of a holiday, they should have an opportunity for people to ask questions from the rabbi and for the rabbi to give a drasha, some teachings related to the day itself. Hilchot Pesach ba-Pesach, on Pesach, you would learn the laws of Pesach. Hilchot Atzeret ba-Atzeret, on Shavuot, which the rabbis call Atzeret, on Shavuot, you learn the laws of Atzeret. Hilchot Chag ba-Chag, and on Sukkot, which the rabbis call Chag, you would learn the holidays of Sukkot. So this is true of all the holidays. Why? What's special about Purim? Obviously, there's a difference between these holidays and Purim, because Purim is rabbinic and these holidays are in the Torah. But the Gemara answers nonetheless, Purim istrachale, I need a special teaching about Purim. Mahu detema, this means, mahu detema means, what might I have thought? I might have thought, nigzor mishum derabba, that we would make a special decree not to teach about Purim on Shabbat, because we were, Rabba had a particular fear that if we read the Megillah on Shabbat, people would carry their Megillahs in a place where there was no Eruv. And for that reason, they made a decree that you shouldn't read the Megillah on Shabbat so that people wouldn't come to carry. Perhaps that decree would also include teaching and learning about the holiday as well. Ka mashmalan, that's the abbreviation, kuf mem lamed. This comes to teach us that you can still teach and learn about the holiday, you just cannot read the Megillah. That's why we had a special teaching to show that just because the reading of the Megillah wasn't allowed on Shabbat, you can still learn and teach about it. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we're continuing on, if we count from the bottom now, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaches us another teaching. Chayav Adam likrot et ha-Megillah ba-Laila v'lishnota ba-Yom. A person is required to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat it in the daytime. And this is our actual practice. You are supposed to hear the Megillah once at night and once during the day. Now, he's going to cite a source for it from a chapter in Tehillim, a chapter in Psalms. Shenemar, as it says, and this is from chapter 22 of Psalms, which is Lamnatzeach ala yelat hashachar, on the lily of dawn. And this, in some midrashim, the lily of dawn, ayelat hashachar, is associated with Esther. So they interpret this entire chapter of Psalms as related to the Purim story. There's a whole interpretation of every verse in this chapter of Psalms that relates it to the Purim story. So in one of the verses, it says, Elohai ekra yomam, my God, I will call out to you in the daytime. That's the morning reading of the Megillah. Vilota neh, you will not answer me. Vilaila, and at night, that's the nighttime Megillah reading. Vilo dumyali. So we have here a daytime and a nighttime reading of the Megillah. I just want to point out that this is kind of a sad reading. Like, what we're talking about here is the Jewish people were calling out to Hashem that they shouldn't be destroyed by Haman. And they're associating this calling out, this crying out to God, with the reading of the Megillah. It's a little bit on the sad side. So that's the source that he cites. Now, some of the students who were listening to this got the wrong impression. They misunderstood what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying. Savur mina, they derive from this, lemikriya belalia, that you should read the Megillah at night, ulemitna matnit indida biyamama. Ulamitna means to learn the Mishnah. The word mitna becomes Mishnah. The shin and the taf change. So in Aramaic, mitna means Mishnah, like matnitin is also Mishnah. So they understood that when he said you have to read the Megillah at night, that meant you read the Megillah. But when it said v'lishnota, that it meant you should learn the Mishnayot about Megillah during the daytime. So they thought you would read the Megillah at night and learn in yeshiva during the day. Amar lehu Rabbi Yirmiya, so Rabbi Yirmiya said to them, Lididi mifrisha li minei d'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. For me, this was explained to me by Rabbi Chiya, the son of Abba, kigon de'amri inshi. He explained it to me in a way that maybe will help you guys understand. This is the thing that people say. I'm now 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. De Amri Inshi, there's a popular saying, this is something that people say on the streets, Evor parshatata, I will go over this section, va'atanaya, and then I will review it. So this language of reading the Megillah in the nighttime, velishnota bayom, to repeat it in the day, that's what it means. I'll go over this parsha, and then I'll review it. It doesn't mean I'll learn the Mishnah about it. It means I'll repeat it. Wash, rinse, lather, repeat. Sorry, lather, rinse, repeat. So in other words, the yeshiva students misunderstood it, but the meaning is clear that you have to hear the Megillah twice. Okay, seven lines up from the bottom. Itmar Nami, we have a similar teaching. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Ula. Rabbi Chelbo said in the name of Ula, Amar Ula Bira. This is a guy named Ula from the city of Bira. Chayav Adam likrot et ha-megillah balayla velishnota bayom. He teaches the same teaching. A man is obligated, chayav is obligated, Adam, a person, and we know it means a man and a woman, likrot et ha-megillah, to read the Megillah balayla, at night, velishnota, and to repeat it bayom, in the daytime. But he cites a different verse in Tehillim. Rather than citing the Psalms chapter 22, he cites Psalm chapter 30, which is also interpreted in the Midrash as being about the story of Purim. In particular, the verse before the one he's going to cite says, "Hafachta mispidi lemacholi." My mourning was turned to gladness. So in the day before Haman attacked them, everybody was in mourning. The Jewish people were afraid that there was going to be a genocide. And then after they defeated their enemies, they celebrated. So this Psalms chapter 30, which talks about the transformation from mourning to joy, is very appropriate to Purim. And he quotes the next verse, which says, "L'mayin zamercha kavod, I will sing out your glory." That's in the daytime, v'lo yidom, and I will not be quiet. Hashem, v'lo yidom, and that's in the nighttime. Hashem, Elokai, Hashem, my God, le'olam odeka, I will praise you forever. This source, I'll just point out, as opposed to the previous source, which was kind of a sad source, is a much happier source. It deals with, singing out the happiness of the Megillah rather than focusing on how sad the Jews were before they won the victory. Just one other thing which is interesting is that both of these sources seem to indicate that the primary reading of the Megillah is in the daytime, not in the nighttime. And that if you had to choose between which one is the more important reading, the daytime reading is more important. The way it's worked out in America, many, many more people go to hear the Megillah at night, and many fewer people get up the next morning to go hear the Megillah, and this is really backwards. Really, the morning Megillah is the more important one. Of course, you should hear it twice, but it just seems weird that we grasp that people do hear it once, they hear the wrong one. That's all we're going to do today. We just have a couple lines left on this Amud, and we'll pick it up in the next installment. Have a wonderful day.